When Paul Kruger runs out of the tunnel at First Energy Stadium, he soaks up every moment. He knows more than anybody that being on this earth is a gift. And when he was just 13, Kruger first realized how precious that gift was.
We were up in the mountains. We were my uncle had just gotten like a Jeep Wrangler type SUV, and you know, the top was off, and we were all excited. And so he was coming up a hill, and probably going up something he shouldn't have been, and just trying to kind of have an adventure for us. And something went wrong in the Jeep. We started rolling back down, and then it rolled off the side of the hill, and it flipped everybody out of the Jeep. Nobody had their seatbelts on. And I just happened to land where the Jeep would continue to roll down. So it rolled over my midsection. I lost my spleen. I lost one kidney, on life support for a couple weeks, and then spent a few more weeks in the hospital. You know, but being young, you know, it was kind of opened my eyes from an early age and let me know that, you know, that It's a precious life, and you got to take care of it and do the right things.
Kruger overcame the injuries and grew into a fearless defensive end at the University of Utah. That's where he ran into his second brush with death, something Kruger says you could never predict.
I was actually hosting my brother on his recruiting trip, and we went into a little house party. We were there for probably 15 minutes and walked outside, and it was a confrontation. Some guys drove by, started hollering, and so they stopped the cars, kind of, you know, had a little fight going on. I was on top of a guy fighting with him, and I just felt something hit me in the side, and it was enough to get my attention, and, you know, and I knew something was wrong. I put my hand under my shirt, and I could feel my intestines, and that's when I knew I'd been stabbed. And it was something you never expect to experience. Got some big battle wounds on my side, and got probably a couple hundred staples in me. They cut me open right here, up the center of my midsection, and then about 10 inches right here on my side. So that one was a little quicker. I was in the hospital for probably a week. You take a lot of things for granted, but when your life's on the line, you start to realize, you know, how important things are, how you need to take advantage of your opportunities. So you never know what's going to happen. You never know when it's your time. Life can throw some curveballs at you. And so for me, it's just about being passionate about what I do, who I'm around. I want the relationships I have to be the most powerful. You know, I want my friendships to be off the charts, and you know, I want to be the best brother I can, the best son. I mean, I want to really give my all in life, and it goes back to, you know, when you experience those couple things where, you know, it really opens your eyes up to life and what can happen, and you really become determined to take advantage of every opportunity you have in life, because you just never know what can happen to you.